We'll go over the first part of Tosis again outside, the Rivam and the Ri yesterday, and then Mifreshem will go on a little bit more in the Tosis. So we have a Shaila in the Gemara, Mi Aminan B'Mokim Chazaka Mali L'Shaka. We have a person who claims he paid Tol Chazman, which is against the Chazaka Erber Tol Chazmano, but he could have said, I paid L'Achazmano. That's when the Din Torah is happening. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Rivam comes with a question. And the Rivam sets up the Kasha that since we all know Migul B'Mokom Edim doesn't work, Migul doesn't work against Edim. So the Rivam understands that this Chazaka of Ein Adam Preya Tol Chazmano is stronger than Edim. Therefore, its kasha is going to be Migul B'Mokom Edim L'Aminan. So, what's the shaila of the Gemara? Migul B'Mokom Chazaka. This Chazaka, obviously, for sure, Migul is not going to stand up to, because even against Edim, Migul doesn't work. So, against the Chazaka of Ein Adam Preya Tol Chazmano, certainly Migul won't work. How does he know that this Chazaka is stronger than Edim? Because we see in the Gemara here that when it comes to collecting from Yisomim, if you collect Tol Chazman, or you know the father died Tol Chazman, so wasn't paid because of the Chazaka, there's no need to take a shvua. But if you come with a shtar and you want to collect from Yisomim, you have to swear that's a takana, you have to swear that wasn't paid. So the fact that when you come with a shtar, and a shtar is edus, you still have to swear that you weren't paid, and when you have the chazaka on your side, because it's the father died to chazman, you don't have to swear that you weren't paid. So it shows you the chazaka is stronger than Edim. And therefore, that's the kasha of the Rivam. The Ri comes back to the Rivam and says, what are you talking about? Chazaka is stronger than Edim? Can't be. If you have Edim that testify that the person paid to chazman, the chazaka says he didn't pay the Edim, so he paid, of course you believe the Edim. And conversely, if the Edim say, the Achazman, that you assume he did pay, and they say he didn't pay, you believe the Edim. So of course, Edim are stronger than Chazaka, and therefore, what are you talking about? How could you say that Chazaka is stronger than Edim? What did you point out? The fact that Chazaka doesn't require a Shvua, when you have a Chazaka on your side, you don't have to swear that you weren't paid, because Edam Hitoch Zmano, and with a Shtar you have to swear. So the Ri explains, because that's based on Shtar Chabiyadi Maiboi. But Shtar Chabiyadi Maiboi is not foolproof. Shtar Chabiyadi Maiboi is an indication that the Lova didn't pay. That's why the Malva still has the Shtar. If the Lova would have paid, he would have taken the Shtar back. But occasionally, the Lova leaves the Shtar by the Malva, for example, because perhaps the Malva paid for the cost of the sulfur. The Lova didn't have money, and now he leaves it by the Malva until the Malva gets reimbursed. So, to explain a little better, what exactly is this Machokas based on? We had a very simple question on the Rivam. Like, what could the Rivam be saying? That the fact that collecting with a shtar requires a shvua from Yisomim, and collecting with Chazaka, if you have a Chazaka on your side, you don't need a shvua, it must be that Chazaka is stronger than Edim. Who's talking about Edim? The issue of the shvua has to do with whether you were paid. So if you have a shtar, there's indication that you were not paid because you have the shtar. Shtar chabiyadi, my boy. If you have a chazaka, it's also an indication that you weren't paid because the person doesn't pay to chazman. So you want to prove chazaka is stronger than shtar chabiyadi, my boy. Okay, that's coming in Tosis. That's the next line of Tosis with the kasha and bachama. But where does Edim have to do with it? The issue of payment, whether you paid or not, is separate from Edim. That's not Edim. That's a question of, do I assume that you were paid because the Malva is the shtar or not? The shtar is a shtar that talks about a loan. The issue that we're discussing is, were you paid or not? That was our problem. And what we understood from this in the Rivam, and the Ri agrees to the Lamdis, but not the application of the Lamdis. But the Lamdis is as follows. What is a shtar Halva? Is it simply a story that is being recorded by Edim that Reuven Lava Mishimon? No, it's more than that. It's a statement, it's an Edus that Reuven Chayev Mana Lishimon. How does the Shtar convey that information that Reuven is Chayev? By expressing the details of how it became true that Reuven became Chayev. But the essence of the shtar is to speak to the fact that Reuven is chayiv Rishim. Building on that, we can now add the following. It's not just pshat that the shtar is speaking to the fact that Reuven is chayiv. It's that Reuven is chayiv, and anything that I can gather from the nature of the shtar and the way it's presented, anything that I can glean from that, becomes part and parcel of that edus that Reuven is chayiv. If it were to say that Reuven is, all the shtar says Reuven borrowed money, then all you have to work with is Reuven borrowed money. The question of whether Reuven paid or not is totally not part of the edus of the shtar, because the edus of the shtar speaks to whatever the maisa was. But once I understand that the shtar's essence is not that Reuven borrowed on this day at this time money, but that Reuven is chayiv money to Shimon, that's the essence of the shtar, now I go a step further and say, and whatever I can glean regarding the nature of that chiyuv that the shtar is testifying to, that goes into the edus of the shtar itself. Now, the fact that the Malv is holding the shtar, which is what we always call shtar chabiyad maivoy, that's built into to the fact that the Reuven has the shtar, or Shimon has the shtar, whatever the Malva is. Therefore, the fact that we can now understand that Shimon, the Lova, did not pay, because Reuven has the, if Reuven is the Malva, I forget who's who, but anyway, whoever the Malva is, if the Lova did not pay because the Malva has the shtar, then the Eidus that says that that this person is Chayiv is speaking also to the fact that he did not pay, because that's what it means to be Chayiv. How do I get that into the edus of the shtar? Because the fact that I can glean that information from the shtar, from some aspect of the shtar, that whoever's the mouth is holding the shtar, it's like he's holding the chof. I have this over you. You owe me. That's what shtar means. The edus is that fact. Therefore, the issue of whether he paid or not becomes part of the edus of the shtar. That's the yisod in the Rivam. And therefore, the Rivam says, if you see that chazaka allows the mouth to cut without a shvur, and shtar does not pater him from the shvur, even though the edus of the shtar speaks to, seemingly to the fact that he owes and he didn't, and the lover didn't pay, but nevertheless, there's still a possibility that he did pay. What requires a shvur, and chazaka doesn't require a shvur. So chazaka is stronger than edin. In fact, the Rivam, if nigo malka meidim lo arminan, so what's the shah of the gemara? Nigo chazaka for sure lo arminan. So then we asked ourselves a question. So according to the Rivam, this is just quickly going over. So how can you ever have a case of a person tanning parua against the shtar with amigo mizuyif? After all, it's amigo makom eden, because the shtar seemingly says that it wasn't paid because the malva holds the shtar. So you're going against that chazaka, that edus, because holding the shtar is shtar chabiyad bebay. Shtar chabiyad bebay goes into the edus of the shtar, in which case you're going against Aden. How can you say perua with amigo mizuyif, amigo makom eden? And the answer must be no. But amigo perua mizuyif means that to the extent that you could say it's mizuyif, in which case the shtar is zero. So perua is also saying the shtar is zero. You think it's the shtar. You think you're building a whole structure based on a mirage. It's not true. It's not a good shtar. It was used up. It was paid. So the amigo gives you stam. Without amigo, you can't do that. We presume the shtar is valid, and therefore you can't suddenly say the shtar is not valid. We assume the shtar is valid. But if you have a shtar, it's not mekuyim. You could have said it's mezuyif. So now you can also, with the koach of migul, you can now say, I'll pull the rug right under what you're trying to put against me. I'll say, it never was a shtar, it was paid. And I have a migul mezuyif. So that's why you can have a migul against a shtar, even according to the Rivam. Our problem still was, what about the case of a perua, of a case of shtar pikadon, when the migo is not mezuyif, the migo is nensu? So there we had some problems. How could, according to the Rivam, that the fact that the mafkid has the shtar, which indicates that the pikadon was not given back, and he says, I gave it back to you, and it's a migo of nensu, but it's against edus, migo makom eden. So here you're going to have to start thinking and bringing raya, which we didn't do, that maybe a shtar pikadon is different than a shtar hava. Shtar pikadon remains simply edus on the fact that there was a pikadon given, nothing more. And therefore, as far as the case of whether it was returned or not, it's not against Edom, because Edom don't speak to that issue. You have to know if you can bring raya to this distinction between a shtar pikadon and a shtar hava. This is Rivam. Where does the Re differ from the Rivam? So the Re is basically parting ways. So it's not a raya at all that chazaka, Erev Betoch Zmano, is stronger than Eidim. And he proves it, because if Eidim say that you pay Tochazman, we trust the Eidim. So the fact that you need to take a shvua when you collect with a shtar, and you don't take a shvua when you collect a chazakah, does not show that this chazakah is stronger than Eidim. The issue is, shtar chabiyadi my boy. Having the shtar shows that it wasn't paid. But it doesn't show conclusively that it doesn't pay, that you haven't paid. It sometimes happens that they're overpaid and it leaves the shtar. Lashon HaTosfos. Umashit tzarech shvua b'yesh lo shtar, zehu lefi she'eino mochiach mitoch hashtar. If it would be mochiach mitoch hashtar, then it would be like Eidim. And then you wouldn't need a shvua. And of course, what's stronger, Chazakah or Eidim? What's stronger according to the Ri?
Eidim.
But the point is, it's not mochiach mitoch hashtar. So I want to explain, as said yesterday, does the Ri dismiss the entire lumdus that we brought out of the Rivam, that the nature of a shtar, at least a shtar halva, is Reuven owes, not Reuven borrows? Does the Ri dismiss that lumdus or agrees with that lumdus?
He agrees.
The lumdus is good, but the application, that therefore the issue of whether he paid or not, which is built on this idea of shtar chabiyadi my boy, that all of that should now be part and parcel of the Eidus, that's where the Ri disagrees. Because the Rivam is saying anything that's muchach from the shtar becomes part of the Eidus of the shtar relating to that chiyuv that the shtar is testifying about. Says the Ri, it's not muchach mitoch hashtar that the Wolver didn't pay. It's not muchach. It could be that he paid and he left the shtar by the Malvin. Therefore, the fact that we know wasn't paid cannot be nichal in the Eidus of the shtar. Elamai, it's something else. It's a question of anum din hashtar chabiyadi my boy. And for that, you might need a shvua, because maybe he did pay, and maybe he left the shtar by you. But it's not part and parcel of the Eidus. That, I think, is what the Ri would be saying versus the Rivam. And my son, people are asking me, according to the Rivam, how could he have really thought that this chazak is stronger than Eidim? The Ri is right in a sense, because when you take them head on, of course you follow Eidim. So you have to know what the Rivam was thinking, but I think this is basically the picture that comes out from yesterday. Just take it one step further in terms of just another detail. So it comes out, when the Malve is a shtar and the Love says paraiti and he's not believed, because shtar chabiyadi my boy. But it could be that he paid and he left the shtar by the Malve. So how can the Malva collect from the Lover money? What allows him to collect? He's being motzi mamo. Now, according to the Rivam, it's very simple. How can he collect? Motzi mechvei olav raya. What's the answer? You have a raya. What's the raya? Eidim. Eidim. Raya is Eidim. And if you say that the fact that he didn't pay, because you can assume that way from the fact that the Malva is the shtar, becomes part of the Eidus of the shtar. The Eidus of the shtar is that Shimon owes money, meaning he didn't pay. So all that becomes part of the Eidus, and therefore he's motzi mamon. And that may be why the Rivam assumes what he does. But according to the Ri, that the issue of whether he paid or not is not muchach in the shtar, and therefore doesn't become part of the Eidus of the shtar. So now, if the Shimon says, I paid, and I left the shtar because of whatever reason, I left the shtar by you, so why do we assume that Reuven can collect? Maybe he shouldn't be able to collect. It's impossible that Shimon did pay, like he says. Why can't Shimon be believed to say paraiti? And the halacha is clear. Shimon can't say paraiti. That's the Gemara Mefurish in the Shuas Nemalef, right? He can't say paraiti against the shtar. Shtar the other my boy. But for what is an umdina. So how does Reuven have a right to collect money based on what simply, it's not Eidus, it's only an umdina? So what do you think you have to answer to that question? We had a similar question at the beginning of the sugya, if you remember. The whole issue of chazak em tochz manu. What does Shimon, what does the guy say? I pay tochz manu. What do we say? Lo avid inish. Okay, lo avid inish. Shkayach. But maybe he did pay. How can he collect? Remember back at the beginning of the sugya. So what did we think? And then we thought maybe it's such a strong chazakah, maybe that could be good enough to collect the motzi mama. Or we have another suggestion. And we remember? Our presumption is that there's a chiv. You have a possibility that maybe it was paid. But we don't have to, if it doesn't rise to a level of a suffix, we don't entertain that possibility. We run with what we know. As far as we know, there was a chiyuv. The Malva has to prove that there wasn't some situation that could have taken away the chiyuv. Maybe not. The Malva has to prove he has a chiyuv. And with that, we run with that. And that's considered the basis to collect. It's only if it rises to a certain level that we have to start creating a suffix. But if we presume a chiyuv, you can't make any doubts in this. So you don't have to say the chazak is strong enough to be motzi mamon. It's just got to have a cheskes chiyuv, and I don't have any reason to think otherwise. Similarly over here, I think the Riwa have to say like that. The fact that we assume it's not paid, because shtar chaviyat meibayi, it's not that it goes into edus of the shtar, because that's what the Rivam said. But the pshat is, I know there's a chiyuv, and I don't have any questions as far as I know. We don't assume it was paid. Could it be possibly? Yeah. But we're not going to start going that route. We're not going to go there. So that's the cheskes chiyuv is enough to allow us to collect. I think something like that, that's what the Riwa have to say. It's not the edus of the shtar, Ki'il saying that he didn't pay. It's shtar chaviyat meibayi. Shtar chaviyat meibayi says, we presume that he's chayiv. We don't allow ourselves to think, even though it could be. We don't allow ourselves to, the taina doesn't raise doubts in our mind that we should now tell the lover he can keep the money. There has to be a suffix, and then we can say, Amot Simechaber, love a raya. But we haven't risen to a level of suffix. The umdina is just closing those holes and allowing the cheskes chiyuv to stand, and therefore the lover has to pay. Something like that, you can tweak it if you wish, but I think that's going to be the basic picture. Okay, so this is part one of Tosis. Questions so far. This is all basically what going over the Nekudas from yesterday. This is also from yesterday, but a little bit more barichas. Now comes Tosis with the following question. Ach question. Yeah, this is from the end of Shir yesterday. Okay, so what have we said? We cannot prove that chazaka of Ein Adam Betoch Zmano is stronger than what? Than Edom. That the Rish says is not true. Clearly Edom is stronger. But Tosis now is going to ask the following question. But we should be able to prove that chazaka Ein Adam Betoch Zmano is stronger than what? No, not than Edom, but stronger than what? Than what? Four words. What do I mean? If you come with a shtar against Yisomin, which shows you that the father didn't pay because you have the shtar, still, what do you need to do? What do you need to do? Shua. Take a shvuah. If your claim has to do with whether the father paid toch hazman, so you have your chazaka of Reish Lakish on your side, you don't need a shvuah, it says the Gemara. So what do I see there? The chazaka of Reish Lakish is stronger than what? Not from Edim, but then shtar chaviyat meibayi. So now Tos is going to ask the following question. It's achkash. Shita serami bar chama in Shavuos is achkash the mikom makom tifshot delo armin and migo b'makom chazaka midirami bar chama. The amar perikol nishboyin hamafkid eitzel chaveru b'shtar. Someone gives someone else an object for safekeeping with the shtar. The shomer cannot claim I returned it if he doesn't have documentation with Edom that he returned the object. He has a migu. He's not going to be believed with a migu. He doesn't have Edom, but he has a migo. Hechzartiv, migo of Nens. If he could say that it was something happened to it, he's off the hook. Let him be believed to say hechzartiv, I returned the item with a migo of Nens. But he's not believed, says Rabbi Bacham. Why not? Shem dematzi amalei shtar chaviyadi meibayi. Because what can the mafkid say? Hechzartiv lach is going, running in the face of what? Of the umdav shtar chaviyadi meibayi. Why do I have the shtar? If you returned it, you would have taken the shtar back. So what do I see, Kontaran Bachama? That Migu cannot work if it's coming up against what? Shtar Chaviyat Meibayi. If that's the case, the kosher came to Lama Migu, Makam Chazakas, and the problem is in our Gemara, then it should be certainly the case that Migu cannot work with Makam Chazaka, because what's stronger? Shtar Chaviyat Meibayi or Chazaka? Chazaka, right? The Chazaka Adifa, the Ein Tzarech Shvuah. the time of the shlacha b'yari ma'ibayi lo ma'ani l'potra mishvu. No, he's using now the original kasha of the Rivam, where the Rivam was using the idea that chazaka, having a chazaka on your side doesn't need a shvu, and having a shtar does, as a raya that chazaka is stronger than edim, that we dismissed. Because it's not about edim at all. Shtar b'yari is not edus of the shtar. Chazaka is stronger than edim. Edim is stronger than chazaka, says the Rivam. But now the kasha is something else. But chazaka is stronger than shtar b'yari ma'ibayi. Because shtar b'yari doesn't free you of a shvua when you want to collect with a shtar, you still need a shvua. Chazaka on your side does exempt you of a shvua, that's the Gemara before. And Rabbi Bachama holds that amigo will not help you against shtar b'yari ma'ibayi by a shtar pikadon. Hechzartiv nigo denensu, but the mafkid has a star, so the hechzartiv, the tain of hechzartiv, is against star chabiyari maibayi. How come I have the star? Obviously, you didn't return it. I as a migul, no. Star chabiyari is stronger than the migul. Chazaka, that a person doesn't be tocha, his man is stronger than star chabiyari maibayi, right? Because you don't need a shvua. So then what's the shayla of the Gemara? Being migul b'makom chazaka of love and his paragozimne, of course migul will not work, according to Rami Bacham. So because of this kasha, so this again, it's a variation of the original kasha, but it's pitting chazaka with shtar chabiyari maibayi, seeing chazaka is stronger, and if a migul doesn't work on the thing which is weaker, shtar chabiyari maibayi certainly won't work against chazaka. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? So Tosis concedes the point. Tosis says, it's only Ram Bar Chama holds that way. B'shema, so give the hacha, l'sav ha'karim Bar Chama. Period. Okay, so here we have a problem, which we will not necessarily answer, but this is getting more in the nitty-gritty. This, everyone hear the kasha Tosis, right? Ram Bar Chama cannot work with our sugya, because Ram Bar Chama says that migul can't work in shtar b'mei, and chazaka of shlokesh is strong in shtar b'mei. And therefore, what's the suffix of the Gemara? Could be our Gemara doesn't accept Rabbi Bacham. This sheet of Rabbi Bacham is really one side of the Shaila of the Gemara Dafai. The Gemara Dafai actually asked the Shaila, will a Shomer be believed to say, Hechzartiv, I return the Chafetz to you, and be believed with amigo that he could have said, what? What could he have said? Nensu. But then again, the mafkid has a raya against this kind of Nensu because shtar chabiyari ma'ibayi. Suffolk of the Gemara. Right? Boy minei Rav Amram mei Rav Chizda ha-mafkid eitzel chaveru b'shtar ba'amo lehechzartiv lach ma'u mi'amina migo dibyo yamar Nensu mehemen ashtami mehemen odimma amo lehe shtar chabiyari ma'ibayi. That's the shayla. So in other words, what Tosis is bringing from Sefer Shavuos, Rambam Bachama holds, as the Gemara says there, that you're not believed without evidence, without a raya. You have to bring edim. You can't say hechzartiv against Bracha Be'emavoy. But it's a suffix of the Gemara. Okay? Now, Tosis has a kasha on this Gemara. Tosis di Bamaska, I gave it to you. Odilma, the Matzi Amoy Shtar Be'emavoy. This means that you're not allowed to say hechzartiv with a migul on your side against that which the toveya has the star. Posus points out there's a machlokas in the Gemara regarding whether a love can taina parua against a star that's not mekuyim. Parua, he has a migul of what? A mezuyif. To say he can tie in a parua against the shtar she'en mekuyim is the shita that's called mode the shtar sheksavo sarech l'kaima. If the lova admits that the shtar is not mezuyif, he agrees that it was written, he wrote it, that he commissioned the sofer to write it, but his taina is not mezuyif, but rather parua, so that can force the malva to have to do kiyum in order for him to come back and collect with this shtar. The other Madama says, no, you have no right to tie a parua amigo de mezuyah, modin de shashe kosvel, ain't sarcha kaimo, the mava can collect with the shtash, ain't a makuyim, and if the lover would say mezuyah, that's one thing, but say paraita, you can't say paraita. Tosa says, how can you square this side of the Gemara that you're not believed with the migo by Kesa Picado, hechzartiv, migo of what? Of Nensu, against shtach of Yadmaibai, with the manda Omar, that you could say paraiti with the migo mezuyif, namely mode b'shtashe kosvo sarachakayim. There you see that you believe to say paraiti, even though what is the malva holding is only the shtar. So what does the malva have against you? Shtach b'yad my boy, and you're saying you paid, but no, the malva has the shtar. So there you see that even though the malva has the shtar, you believe with the migo even against shtach b'yad my boy. And here you're telling me possibly you're not. What's the difference? What is Tosis' answer? The lover is believed to say parua. And here you're telling me that he can say echzar to migo de nensu because shtach b'yadi. What's the difference? Tosfos has a few differences. He says it's not the same level shtach b'yadi my boy that we're talking about over here as over there. Which is a more weighty shtach of Yad Maibai? The case of Pekadon or the case of Alva? Which is a stronger shtach of Yad Maibai? Pekadon. That's what Tosfos is going to say, for a few different reasons. Chasam, by the case of Alva, Mishim de Zimnin, de Zin, Apshita de Safa Zayale, de Alalov, Alitin, Schak, Siva, Sashtar. That's the Gemara B'Metzia that we said Tosfos here quotes as well. That because of the money of the sofer that the Lover didn't pay up front, and the Malva paid, so he's Zayla means he holds it back. The Malva keeps the star. He doesn't relinquish it because he's still holding again. He still wants the Lover to reimburse him for the cost of the sofa. So it could be you pay the Chov, but there's still outstanding a few pennies for the sofa, so therefore he didn't take the star back. That's number one. Upa Amin, so Tosef, when the Lover doesn't have money and he wants the Alva quickly, no saying Hamalva Bishvilo. And therefore he's holding on to the star meanwhile because he hasn't gotten paid back. That's why it doesn't apply over here. Here, the one who's going to pay for the sofer for the shtar pikadon is not, it's not the shomer. It's not his responsibility to pay for the cost of the shtar pikadon. So therefore, there's no svara like that. So therefore, the shtar chavir mebaya pikadon is stronger. So there's another svara too. The lover feels indebted to the malve, and he gives him. He now has an actual trust for the malve. He doesn't think the malve is going to pull a fast one on him and say, "Oh, I wasn't paid because I have the star." So he trusts him. The more quotes the pasuk in Mishke probably that there's an inyan that the lover sometimes is more tmimistic and he just kind of trusts the malve implicitly. So the fact that he didn't take the star back is not 100% proof that he didn't pay. He could be paid. He just figured the malve won't. Won't pull a fast one on me and lie. But that's true specifically with the dynamic of Lover and Malve. The Lover, Tumas Hashem Tanchem, he was good enough to lend me, and I trust him implicitly. In other words, so again, by a Shomer, he's more careful, he's not as naive, he's not as gullible, he's going to demand the star back. And finally, another point, the Lover is not so careful because he knows, he feels like he's indebted to the Malva. So, in other words, bottom line, for these three reasons, the level of umdinav, shtachab yad my boy, by halva, is lower, is weaker, than the strength of the umdina than it comes to pikadon. Therefore, when it comes to halva, in the face of shtachim herbayi, we could still accept the shita that says paraiti is believed nigo de mezuyif, even though to say paraiti is against shtachim herbayi, because there it's a lower shtachim herbayi. Whereas here, the Gemara is raising the question that possibly by pikadon you can't be believed hechzar to minu de nesu against shtachim herbayi or pikadon. So many achronim ask a very simple kasha. The chera, our tosis doesn't mesh with tosis davai, right? Because, come back to our Tosis. What did Tosis ask? Rami Bar Chama holds, like one of the sides of the Gemara Dafayin, he holds that by Shtar Pikadon, you can't be believed to say Achzartif with the Migo of Nansu because it's running against Shtar Chabiyad in my body. But what Shtar Chabiyad in my body is that? Which one is that? Pikadon. So now, what's the Riz Kash? So now, he says, what's stronger? Shtach b'yadibai or chazaka of Rish Lakish. Chazaka of Rish Lakish is stronger than shtach b'yadibai because shtach b'yadibai you still need a shvua. And chazaka, you don't need a shvua. What shtach b'yadibai is that? That's what? Hikadno hava. Hava. So then, kind of kashas. So then what? So now you're asking kasha, and therefore, what's the suffix of the Gemara over here? By halva, if you're believed with a migu against chazak of Rish Lakish, if migu doesn't work against shtach b'yadi ma'ibai, because Rambam Chama holds it doesn't, so too, koshikain, migu doesn't work against chazak. Wait a second, we're mixing two different shtach b'yadi ma'ibais. That which migu doesn't work against shtach b'yadi ma'ibai of Rambam Chama, that's shtach b'kadim. For all we know, the shtach b'yad mebai of halva, it does work. Varaya tosis and dafayin. The manda amar that parayti against the shtash and mekuyim, you believe with the migo of misay. So for that, we could also say, Ashai, what about chazak? We don't know. All we know is chazaka is stronger than that shtach b'yad mebai. So maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe migo works, maybe migo doesn't work. Where's Rambam Chama fit into this? Rambam Chama is a different level, Shtach Mabai. That's Shtach Mabai of Pikado. That's where we know Migo doesn't work. But meanwhile, Chazaka, we don't see that Chazaka is stronger than that. If Chazaka Beshkogish would be stronger than the Shtach Mabai of Rambam Chama, Pikado, then I have a kash. Right? If I know that Migo doesn't work against Shtach Mabai of Pikado, and Chazaka Beshkogish of Halva is stronger than that Shtach Mabai, then I have a kasha in the Gemara that Migu doesn't work against the Shtach Mabai of Pikadon. Koshkin shouldn't work against Chazaka Vish Lakish. But I don't see anywhere that Chazaka Vish Lakish is stronger than the Shtach Mabai of Pikadon. All I know is that Chazaka is stronger than the Shtach Mabai of Hava. Okay? And as far as that is concerned, so Migu could very well work, like the Manda Amma who says that you could say Paraiti in case of Stash and Mikuyim, Migu the Mizayif. Tosu says that can square with the Shaila of the Gemara Dafai, which means Rambam Chama could very well agree with that. Okay, so now the Shaila has raised the bar a little bit. Chazaka is stronger than that. What about a Migu against that Chazaka? So what's wrong? So both say, Chayra, Tosus here, who says that Asugya, Shema Asugya, doesn't learn Rambam Chama, Chayra does not accept what Tosus and Dafai. It doesn't work. You have to know, Achronim struggle with this. Achronim doesn't work. Okay, ready for more questions? Good? Clear, right? Crystal clear? Okay, now Tosis is going to bring us a few other examples that Tosis is going to say are dissimilar from our sugya. Okay? So we have a suffix in our Gemara, Migu b'makom chazaka, in a case of person says, La'achazman, I paid you, Tochazman, it's up against Chazaka Vish Lakish, but he has a migu, he could have said, I paid you now, and that's a suffix in the Gemara that's not resolved. Tosa says, but we have other Gemaras that at first glance might be also related to this issue of migu makam Chazaka. Tosa is going to say, Lo Dami, he's going to have a bookend. Lo Dami Klal, two examples Tosa is now going to bring. We have to understand where Tosa is coming from. Tosa starts with one example from Kiddushin, and then he brings an example from Yevamis, Ha'isha Shalom, and then he starts with a Lodami cloud, and he ends with another Lodami cloud. Right? So basically, Tosa don't mix those two examples with what we have in our sugya. And Tosa doesn't explain, doesn't elaborate, what are we talking about? Says Tosa, Lodami cloud. The Lodami cloud le'ahi the Perika Omer, third Perik in Kiddushin, the Amar, Hecha de Muchsek Lan de Isle Achim. So the issue has to do with whether his wife, when this person will pass away, whether she be Skuka Liyibim. In order for a woman to have to be free to marry anyone else and not be connected to the Yavam meaning the late husband's brother, so you have to know that there are no brothers, and or that there are children. If the person had children, then there's no din yibum. She doesn't need yibum or chalitza to be free to remarry. If there's no children, but there's no brother, again, there's no need for yibum. So now the case is that the person says, Muchzah gon de isleach. So as far as we know, we know that there's brothers. That means that if there are no children, she would need even a chalitza. Now this person made a declaration and he said, yesh li banin. By saying yesh li banin, we now can establish that when he dies, she will be free to remarry without having to come on to Yibma Chalitza from that brother, even though it was Muchzaglan that there was brothers. But by telling us Yeshli Banin, we will believe him, and this woman will be able to remarry without having to come on to Yibma Chalitza from that brother. Why do we believe him? To say Yeshli Banin, and therefore there's no need for Yibma Chalitza. The Naman ben Migu de Ipata La Begita. The Gemara quotes out of Malishaker and Migu that he could just as well release her from having to go through Chalitza if he would divorce her before, a minute before he dies, so she's not married to him when he dies, in which case, of course, she doesn't need. It's only if she dies when she has a husband, but he dies rather. He dies and she's married to him at the time that he dies, and then she'd be Zakuk Yibum, she'd need Chalitza to be released. But since he has an option of giving her a get, so that Malishaker gives him the manas to say Yeshli Banim, even though he's not giving a get, but that's the Migu. That's case number one, yeah?
Why is that a good Migu? It seems like that's the worst claim. Because by saying Banim, he made her into a Kohen. She said, I'll give her a get.
Okay, that's good. You're asking, so that, so, yeah. It could be, right? In other words, if he gives her a get, she won't be able to marry a Kohen. Okay? So you're asking Stamakash and that Gemara, why is it a good Ma'alish Shaker? Maybe he wouldn't want to do that. I don't know. It's a good Shaila. But that's what the Gemara says. If there's a Ma'alish Shaker, you could say, he can give her a get. What is Tosa's focus, though? Yeah?
Also, further, like, against the Ma'alish Shaker is that, right, if he claims when he's alive, I have children, right? You can't for sure give a get before he dies, because there's many times people die unexpectedly.
It's easily
just giving a get before I die. Not many people. Some people have the option on their deathbed to give a get, but some people just.
Okay, these are good local questions in that Gemara. I'm a Kabbalah. I hear. Maisa, Ashur Kohen, who knows if I have the opportunity. I don't have an answer. I don't know. We have to go carefully at that Gemara, why it's considered. But again, what's the thrust of Tosis? What does that have to do with us? Tosis says a little dummy, meaning to say there's a lot to talk about, but then, no, it's not really comparable. So, like, what's the shaykhis to begin with, even on a surface level, and then we'll figure out what Tosis says that's dissimilar. Tosis is using this Gemara, seemingly, what you have here is a migu, the mark of chazaka. Now, what's the chazaka? As far as we know, she should have to go through yibum, or he's alkal yibum, which means she needs chalitza to be released. And this taina that we're believing him with, this claim, is going to release, take her out of that chazaka, that presumption of being zakuk liyibum. Because it's muhsaglan that there's a brother. We don't know that there's a son. He says, yeshli banim. His testimony, his declaration, yeshli banim, is going to be believed with a migu of, could have given her a get, however you explain why it's a good migu or not. But meanwhile, that's what Mar says, the migu could have given her a get. And that's going to work against the chazaka. With chazaka, that's muhsak, that she's a kukuyibum, and this is now going to release her from that. So Tosis lo dami klal. So why is it lo dami klal? Yes?
Maybe because the chazaka is on like a third variable, that he has brothers, not necessarily that there is yibum. It's a whole other variable, the fact that he has kids. It's not going against the fact that he has or not has brothers, which is what the chazaka
is. Okay, I hear. On. Say better. Anyone else? Yeah, Arya?
It sounds like you're saying, like the Maram says, that the testimony doesn't attack the chazaka itself. It's not contradicting.
Okay.
In our case, the chazaka is that about payment, and you're commenting, did I pay, did I not pay? In this case, you're not saying I don't have, that he doesn't
okay,
have brothers.
Okay, so good. So in other words, what's over here? Chayra, it's mamish not shaykh at all. Here, the question is, did he pay or not? He said he paid tochazman. The chazaka that's against this is saying that he didn't pay. So it's a direct stira between his claim that the Migo wants to support and the Chazak. The Chazak, I mean, you're saying it also in a different way, but I think you're both saying curve to the same idea. The Chazaka, it says he did not say. In al Bertel's man. The Migo wants to support a Taina that says that he paid. Do we say Migo Magam Chazak or do we not? Over there, the issue of whether he has children, that's not coming against the Chazak. For we know he has children. We don't know. Muchzak Lan, we don't know. It's a stoma. As far as we know, there are no children. We haven't heard of any children. We haven't heard of any children. Now we know there are no children. It's no umdin if there are no children. Based on what we know, and we haven't heard children. And therefore, since we know they're brothers, so we would naturally want to assume, therefore, that she's Zalka Goyiba. What he's saying is not per se struck down by the Chazakah. The Chazakah is based on our stoma, based on our default knowledge, she would have to go through the process of Yibum HaChalitz. Based on our default knowledge, comes the guy with the Migu and says, but I have children. That Nakuda, where there's children, is not that the Chazakah is telling us there's no children. And he says there are. So it's not as if you have here the Chazakah directly contradicting the Taina. It's a default presumption based on what we don't know, we haven't heard, comes the guy with a migul to say they're children. So Chara, it's not really the same issue as Agamar at all. In a certain way, it's almost hard to know why Tosi had to speak it out. Lo Damukha. Yeah, he says Lo Damukha. But like even to say Lo Damukha is to start thinking that there's some shaykhis. Seemingly, it's totally unrelated. The Chazakah is not the same thing. It's not the Chazakah that's undermining the Taina in any way. There's no head-on collision here. It's, we don't know. So, okay, so Melo, we're going to assume she had Zalka Goyim. He says her children. There's nothing in the Chazakah that speaks to that which we want to believe in with Amigo. We don't know if there's children, so we haven't heard. So he has Amigo that says her children. So, here, he wants to be believed that he paid when the Chazakah says he didn't pay. It's very different. Wait. Let's see. Now let's go to the other example. In a similar way, L'chor, you have to know what Tosis means with the second example, which again, he sums it up with L'damakra. Let's just see it. The second example is Yevamos. V'chen ahita isha shalom, debay, the Gemara has a shayla, hachzika hi milchama ba'olam. Let's read the words first. Mi amar, migu di'ibay amra shalom ba'olam. That's one side. So that would be the reason why we believe her with Amigu. O Dilma Kiman Dechzika hi v'amra b'didami lo'asi ma'lishaka mar chazaka u'maisi yasa me'ena hi baya similar type of shayim yigmar chazaka lo dami kla lach dahacha. Without explaining what's going on over there, let's look at ourselves in the Gemara. Let's see what the issue is over there. The case is as follows. The woman technically has a special nemanis to say meis baila. That's a special halacha the Gemara learns out. How we know it, but it's a special din. Generally, a woman could say, you know, she's not normally a kosher edus. She could say meis baila because she knows there's ramifications if the husband really does come back. And therefore, she's given a nemanis. The chachamim gave a special nemanis to a woman to say meis baila. However, it's subject to certain restrictions. And the Mishnah tells us, if you have your Gemara here at the beginning of the Perek, the 15th Perek, in Yevamos, so the Mishnah says the following. She goes abroad with her husband, and now she comes back and says her husband died. So now, if there was friction in the marriage, Shalom Beino Beina, that's one necessary condition that she should be believed, because otherwise, if she's bitter and there was friction, then it could be she's lying. So she won't be given this nemanis. For our purposes, the other condition is what we need to talk about, and that's Shalom Ba'olam. Shalom Ba'olam means that the locality where they went was known not to be a place of a war zone. So it was, things were stable, and then she says, Nebuch, this is what happened, her husband died. So then, if she says, Meiz Baili Tinase, Meiz Baili Tisyabem, then she's believed, whether it's to remarry or if there's a husband, a brother, then she'll do Yibam. All that is where her namanus will be granted to her. However, if the Mishnah says, if one of these conditions is lacking, if, for example, this is what we want, Shalom beino lebeina u'mechama ba'olam, in other words, the marriage is solid, but the place where they were is a war zone. Ba'olam means where they were. Or the other case, the other way around, Tata ben Obina v'shalom ba'olam, even though where they went it's peaceful, but it, at home it's not peaceful. And then she says, Meiz ba'ili ein nemenes. Okay. The Gemara explains. Why? We understand the issue of Shalom Beino Beina as relevant. If there's Ketata, then she could be making up fabricating the story because she just wants out. Why is it relevant to know that it was Shalom Ba'olam and otherwise she's not believed? So the Gemara explains, Tana, Amar Rava, 2 lines down from the Gemara, Maitama de Melchama. Why is it that if it's Melchama Ba'olam, she's not believed? Bisham de Amra Bididami. This is what Tosus is going to quote soon in the later Gemara. Bididami is meaning that she conjectures. She doesn't really, she just jumps to conclusions. She figures, Salka Daita Bachohani de Ikto, who pulled it? People are being killed left and right. And it's a war zone, so she just assumed that her husband was also a casualty of war. In other words, bididami means to say that she's quick to make that assumption. Because, okay, more likely than not, he died, but she didn't really do her research. And that's why she's not believed if it's Melchama Ba'olam. Then the Mark discusses what kind of cases are bididami, what kind of cases are we talking about, Melchama, other things. Comes to Gemara on the bottom of the Amud with this Shaila. And that's what Tosfos is now quoting. Ibai Lohu, last line on the Gemara. Until now we're discussing case that we ourselves independently know that it was a war zone. That where they went, it was turmoil. And then she says her husband died, and then we don't believe her because bididam, right? What about a case of this? We, as far as we know, the place where she went was stable. She comes and gives us TMI, too much information. She says, you should know, Kachavi, we went to this place. It's mamish terrible. People are dying. It's mamish crazy. And Nebuch, her husband, was one of the casualties. But she brought that information to us. Now, had she not said that, she could have just said Meiz Ba'ili, and what would be? She'd be believed. Because as far as we know, it was not Melchama. Ibayru, Hachzika hi Melchama Ba'olam. So it means she, Rashi, says bottom Rashi, Shelo hayinu yodim, sheish melchamos ba'osa medinos, ela mipiha. So we only know from her testimony that there were melchamos going on there. Mahu. Listen to Lashna Gemara. Mi arminan ma'u l'shaker, di boy amra shalom ba'olam. Do we say ma'u l'shaker? She could have said, it was fine there, and then she'd be believed. O Dilma came into Ichzika, since it was she was Machzik as a place of turmoil, Amar Bididami. We'll see some of the Russian better. This is the suffix of the Gemara. Now what's exactly the suffix? What's the shorish of the suffix? Well, Maisa Tosis wants to understand. Look at the Tosis on Amid Aleph. What is typically Migu about? A person is suspect of lying, but now we say Migu gives them credibility. So they're not outright lying. You see that they're not lying because they could have said something else. That's if the issue is, are they lying? Lying means you're aware that you're lying. Now, by definition, what's bididami? You're aware they're lying, or you're not aware they're lying? What's bididami? What does bididami mean? You're mishaya. So if the reason why you want to not believe her is because Lamaisa, she would just assume the worst because most probably that's what she thinks happened. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? What's Nigul going to help you? Nigul means it gives you nemanus when the alternative is that you're lying and you're aware that you're lying, but obviously it's not true. You're not a liar because you could have said something else. But if the issue of not believing the person is bididami, then what's Migo going to add? That's Tosus Kash. So I understand it's out of the Gemara that you're not believed by Hechzika Himocham Bom because bididami is still bididami. So Tosus asked that kasha, and Tosus gives a little bit of a tarot, just a pshat, pashup pshat in question. Temelori al karchach l'shech migu kim dami bididami. And Tosus says, because otherwise it says, kim dami bididami di ishech migu kim mechama ba'olam. I have another migu I could always bring to the picture. When I say, let's say mechama ba'olam. Let's say she says he died in bed. Nothing to do with the war. So that would be fine, right? Nothing to do with the war, just because mechama ba'olam is irrelevant. So then, so how come you can't always say migo even by mechama ba'olam? We know it's mechama, but she could have said meisa mitasa. The answer is because l'maisa it was a mechama, and therefore she said he died by mechama because she thought he died by mechama, and migo is not going to change that because meanwhile she thinks that he died. So Tosus says, I don't understand the tzad of the Gemara. That you say migu b'malkam chazaka in this situation, because if the problem is a bididami problem, then what's migu going to change? She told us that it was melchama ba'olam, but meanwhile she's only guided by her limited information, and she didn't necessarily know the real truth. She just jumped to conclusions. So migu is not going to help. She didn't have to tell us melchama, but if she told us melchama, she could still be thinking that he died if he really didn't die. So what's the shaila of the gemara? Everyone here, Tosus Kasha. So Tosus gives a pshat for Omari. No, but came at the daika kuli hai shechzika melcham ba'olam. She was so careful that she told us about the details that there was melchama. The omeres ki melchama hi. Im kein vade lo omer v'didami. Then it must be that she did real research. She didn't just do surface research. Umitaim at the migo di ba'yam ha'shalom hi ba'olam yesh lo lahamina came at the daika kuli hai. That's over here, Avo. But my migo that I asked you, Avo, ki lo echzika in the menes lomam meis bayil b'machama mitoch sheichol lomam meis hamitaso. The ends of migo kim sheyadua la'olam shu b'machama yirei lomam meis hamitaso v'yadua shemishakeres. Avo be'echzika vadei daika tfei. So Tosus is basically distinguishing between the migo that he was asking about in a case where we knew there was machama and she could have said meis hamitaso. So it says yes, she could. She's afraid to say that because she'd be caught in a lie, and it's outright lie. Whereas here. She did research, and she told us Melchama Ba'olam, and we didn't know it. So such a woman who did research, she did such research so well that it's not Bididami anymore. So that goof is the suffix of the Gemara. In other words, the suffix of the Gemara is, do we allow such a migu to overcome what would otherwise be the problem called what? Bididami. That's the way Tosus runs the Gemara. Now the lesson of the Gemara was, It was Ichzika. What chazaka are we talking about? Migo Malkam chazaka. So you could say, what chazaka are we talking about? What's the chazaka? Migo Malishaker be Malkam chazaka. What chazaka?
She's established.
Yeah, so you could say chazaka that the husband was alive until now. That's the chazaka. The chazaka that she's married? Maybe. The lesson of the Rif, when he brings the suffix of the Gemara, of Nigo ben Malkam Chazaka, the suffix of the Gemara, he says, Membeis in Dapi Harif in Yavamis, Ibai wa Hachzika hi Mechama ba'olam, mi amir ma'al l'shaker, di Ibai amir shalom ba'olam, o Dilma, kevan de Chazaka hu, to amir b'didami, l'ashi ma'al l'shaker, ma'al l'chazaka. So he holds the Chazaka is that we normally assume that she just speaks without, you know, just from the top of her head, so to speak, not really fully investigating, but just sort of conjecture, the dummy. She conjectures. That's how the Rif puts it. So now let's come back to our Tosus. Tosus uses a lo dummy cloud to two examples. Example number one, what? If the person says, yesh li banim, and we thought she was, we knew there are brothers, we don't know about children, she says, yesh li banim, he says, yesh li banim, he's migo of, he could give her a get. So Tosus says, lo damu to that, migo b'makam chazaka. And the second example is over here in the Gemara's suffix. Now, which side of the Gemara's suffix is Tosus coming to ask from? The side of the Gemara that you don't see migo b'makam chazaka is why? Why would the Gemara here say you don't see migo b'makam chazaka? Because it can't overcome what? hurdle. Why does what's the tzad not to say migo over here in the Gemara Yevamos? It's dumb. So that's nothing to do with us. That's not even like part of it. So tosis means to ask the other side. But the other side of the shaila is that no, that migo will work to overcome the dumb. Okay, so seemingly here you have a tzad in the Gemara migo makom chazaka amrinan. And our Gemara is a suffix migamakum chazaka of Eidam and Tosman, lo damuka. Okay, so tell me, you hear sheches, you don't hear sheches here? What's the second example now? What's the chazaka? She's telling us her husband died. That's, yeah? We would assume that she's not really fully investigating. We'd assume that she's just guessing. She's guessing, conjecturing, because she told us it's a Muhammad Ba'ala. But then again, maybe she did do investigation. She has a Migu. She could not told us. She investigated. So Migu Makam Chazaka. So does that connect with our Migu Makam Chazaka? And Lo Damukha. Is it even worthy of Lo Damukha? Ritosis? That's what I wonder. Is it even worthy of that? Again, what was her problem in the first example? The chazaka is speaking to what the tain of the migu is. Here, the person says, with this migu, I paid. The chazaka says, you didn't pay, tochazman. In the case of kedushin, the chazaka is, what we know, as far as we know, they're brothers, she should have to go through chalitza. He says, I have children. Chazaka doesn't speak to that issue at all. So what's the connection? What over here? Similar. What's a chazaka that she speculates? So we should assume that the person is still married. But she has a migu. So maybe she did investigate. What? So the chazaka goes against the migu? Like, it's what's the sheiches? What's the connection? What's even the lo damu kalkin? Our Gemara is a very different issue. The chazaka says X, the taina says Y, they're going against each other, and therefore, there's a disconnect. Maybe you don't have enough here to be able to believe that the taina with the migu because I have a chazaka. What's the sheikhs to these examples? Chazaka by us is an umdina. It's an umdina. We assume that a person doesn't pay toch zmano. The chazaka in Kedushin is, from all we know, she would go through the process of yibam. Yivamis. For all we know, she's speculating. The husband didn't die. But we have a migu, so maybe it's a migu, maybe it's better, maybe she did research. Where's a chazaka coming and speaking against a taina? Where is there a head-on collision here? It's a parallel issue. It's not like our Gemara at all. Is that what tosis means? Is that simple? Lo damukha because of that? Or is it more to say, even to start imagining why there is a connection, and then we can go to the Lodam Mukal and understand what tosis is to separate it between. That's what we have to figure out. Arya.
I'm not 100% sure how to look at all the details, but I was thinking that, like, the Havamino of tosis could be that, in a Hanami, our case is a direct collision regarding the Chiyuv, whether it exists or not. But in those cases, even though it's not a direct contradiction, you can't just look at the surface level of what's actually being said. But Maisa, the ramifications of what's being said is whether or not a woman is going to have a certain status or whether or not it's going to be a certain field.
Okay. So you're good. He's saying we want to know whether we can alter that presumption. Okay, in order to explain what you're saying better, I want to show you something interesting. This is going to kind of lead us to really very fundamental question about what exactly is the Gemara saying in our Gemara about the suffix of migu b'makom chazaka. B'masha. How did Rashi phrase, we read Rashi yesterday, the tzad that we don't say migu b'makom chazaka? Oh, Dilma. Look at the top Rashi of Davav. Right? What were the two words that we pulled out of the Rashi? Mari l'dibur. So Rashi's focus is that we can't say migu b'makom chazaka b'chazaka because the chazaka has weakened the taina. A taina that's so weakened that we see it as very, very weak because the chazaka has basically created that type of a dent in the taina. So then the Malei Shaker is not going to be able to rehabilitate such a time. That's how Rashi phrases the tzad that you can't say Migum Chazaka. The Chazaka is Mara to the Taina. From that perspective, I think Akasha is Mamish right on target. These examples are not even worthy of a low Gamal Krav. There's no connection. Here, the Taina is weakened because of the Chazaka. In those cases, it's not like the Taina is weakened by the Chazaka at all. That it's not even worthy of a low damo klal. Something interesting. Look at the Lashon of Tosfos himself in Yevamos, Kuf Tes Vav Amid Aleph, on the words of the Gemara. Now, even the words of the Gemara there are interesting, and then we'll see the Tosfos as well. When the Gemara suggests that you can't say Ma'al Shaka Bakam Chazaka, how does the Gemara phrase it over there in Yevamos? O Dilma, top of Daf Kuf Tes Vav in Yevamos. O Dilma, Kevan De Ichzika Amar B'Bedami. So we have, presuming that she's just conjecturing, speculating. V'lo Asi Ma'al Shaker Umara Cheskase. So the focus of the Gemara is, what can't do what? The Ma'al Shaker can't chip away at the Chazaka. Look at Tosfos now. O Dilma, L'asi Ma'al Shaker Umara Chazaka. O Meri, everyone see it? Rabosai, yeah, O Meri. You see the Tosfos I'm reading? Kuf Tes Vav, Amid Aleph, Tosfos Yemascha O Dilma. I know the last time you saw it maybe was in the womb, but it's okay. We can do it together now. O Dilma, L'asi Ma'al Shaker Umara Chazaka, O Meri. It'll come back to you. This is not similar to what we have in our Sugi Bab Basra. Praticha betoch zmani. Imehemen b'migu diboy amar praticha achaz mani. Listen carefully. Notice something. I osi mali l'shaker umara lo l'chazaka. Olo. Pause. How is Tosfos framing our Gemara Suffolk, Rebbe say? Listen, no, look again, look again, look again, look again, look again. What is the issue? Does the Ma'al Shaker weaken the Chazaka or not? Now, what were the words of the Gemara in Yevamos on the Suffolk over there? Does the Ma'al Shaker mara l'cheskase? Tosfos took that same phraseology and transplants it to our sugya too. Whether that was a girsa or an understanding, I don't know. Maybe that was his girsa in Agamar. But that's not Agamar's girsa, and certainly not Rashi's take on Agamar's girsa. In the O Dilma of Agamara, that you're not going to have a migu makam chazaka, what does it say by us? Top line of Davav and Baba Basra. O Dilma, the Malkam Chazaka lo armina Ma'al Shaker. The Malkam Chazaka, we can't say Ma'al Shaker. Rashi's added point is, because what has the Chazaka done? Weakened the Taina. The Chazaka weakened the Taina, therefore the Taina can be rehabilitated with the Ma'al Shaker. That's the emphasis in Rashi, and really guarded by perhaps even the Lashna Gemara, as we have it. When Tosfos quotes our Gemara, it's very parallel to the Lashna Gemara there. The issue is, why won't you say migu? Because the Ma'al Shaker can do what? O Dilma, look at Tosfos quotes it again. O Dilma, what? I asi Ma'al Shaker mar chazaka, o lo. In other words, that the Ma'al Shaker cannot weaken the chazak. Now, this is what you have to start thinking about. What does that mean? The implications are very interesting, lumdish-wise. For Tosfos, the question seems to be, rooted in whether the Chazaka gets weakened through the Ma'al Shaker. If the Ma'al Shaker weakens the Chazaka, then we can accept the Migul B'Makam Chazaka. If the Ma'al Shaker is not successful weakening the Chazaka is still standing, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you lose. And that's Tosfos take on our Gemara. I believe that's the secret. Now, we have to explain it. We have to think about it. Think of Chur, this is the Nakuda. Why Tosfos even had what to think about in comparing and then contrasting the case in Kiddushin, the case in Yevamos, with a low double cow and another low double cow is because Tosus Rishitaso saw our sugya through the lens of the Girsa in Yevamis and as he's Goris in our sugya, that the issue is the Malishaker weakening the Chazak. From that perspective, the fact that the Chazakah is not exactly of the same order as what we have in our Gemara, so then we have to assess to say Lo Damu Klal. It's still not the same. But at least we're talking about the same frame of reference, the same ballpark. In other words, there's a presumption she's going to go to Yibum. Because we know they're brothers, we know if they're children. And now she has there's a Migu that maybe is going to alter that presumption. So can the Migu undermine the Chazaka or not? So that's seemingly related to our sugya. But this is not low double call. You can't compare the Chazaka there, the Chazaka here. So too, the case in the Yevamis. Does the Migu that she has not to have admitted that the Shalom Ba'olam going to weaken the Chazaka? So even though it's not the same type of Chazaka, but Tosus had to tell me Lo Damu Klal. But if we understood our Gemara the way Rashi did, that the issue is not about the Malishaker undermining the Chazaka, but the reverse. Does the Chazaka weaken the Taina to the extent that the Malishaker can't help you? Then for sure the issue is that more than beyond Lo Damu Klal. They're not even in the same ballpark. Because here, the issue is the Taina is weakened by the Chazaka. So that's a Shaila. If the Taina is weakened by the Chazaka, then Malishaka can't help you. That formula of Rashi has no bearing of any sort in the other two examples. So I think the Tchilas Dov is to start thinking about what this really means in terms of whether we frame it the way Rashi does and what are the implications in terms of what is Chazaka de Reish Lakish ultimately all about. In terms of what we have here happening is it a question of the Malishaka weakening Chazaka, that's why you believe, or the other way around, that the reason why you might not be believed because Chazaka weakens the Taina. Okay, but you understand, Chora, that's the beginning of how we can start understanding what Tosus had even what to talk about. Okay, so we have to finish this, and then the Mitzvashem, the last part of the Tosus is another example, and I think if you think very well tomorrow in Seder, you'll be able to see a Chora, that the way Rashi learns our Gemara, I think the last kash of Tosus is also going to fall away. The next kash that we didn't see it, the last example from Kufiyat Aleph and Yevamis, I think again, the way that I think it comes out from Rashi, that kasha would be Meyushev on its own. Okay? Okay.